This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 80 of Painting on Glass. We all have been blessed with love. A simple truth we might not always remember. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile in the love. This might be something to show me.
Yes, this is episode 80 of this podcast. And so glad to share this new one with you right here. And let's get started and dive into the topic of this episode. Let's go now.
I have been blessed with love, and it is plain to see that it reaches back, goes right back to thee.
These days, there's a lot of strange things going on. I'm sure you've already heard somebody who told you not to watch any TV news no more. That is because of all the bad news to be spread there. And I myself held my breath while watching the news coming in that spoke about the latest tropical storm that hit parts of the U.S. and its wonderful people. So sad to hear that, and I hope everybody who got involved in this tragedy is fine so far. God bless all of you who made it through the storm, and I pray for those who did not. I do.
And I was a wanderer, afraid of stormy night and day, but there you came and shone your light, and everything turned bright.
But despite all the troubles we all have to face from time to time, there must be something else, a red line, so to speak, or a reason for all of us to walk on and step on further on our own chosen path. There's something strong that is able to carry you no matter how strong the winds of any storm may blow. With that in mind, and the song to follow, we try to take a closer look now. I have been blessed with love in so many wonderful ways that I'm not able to mention them in only one sentence, and I shall never forget just one of them all. I had parents who offered me, my brother, and my sister all the ways possible with the help of their hands, and they did as long as they could until Dad passed away in October 2019 and Mom in February of this year. Yeah. And I have been given a voice people always wanted to listen to, a gift I won't be able to repay in a whole lifetime. And it has kept me up for nearly 34 years now, while singing my songs and meeting all these wonderful people of my audience in front of all the stages I traveled so far. And while looking at it from my own personal view, I'm sure that you also find these blessings when looking at him close and long enough. I'm so sure about it.
Lord, let me understand. Don't you stop to take my hand. Yes, it's true. If you did, I'd be lost without. Now take a look at me, that's all that I can offer you. All my words and all these tears shine right back to you.
Well, I'm Roman Catholic, and there is many a friend who ask why I stay in this church. They wonder about my faith, why I do the way I do, and why I still keep believing in the things offered there. Well, there's no way I do go without my Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the Heavenly Father in mind. I once was a child that was afraid of the dark and stepping out into a world that was able to frighten me in so many different ways. I can tell you. But I had my faith. And with 14 years, I went to the United States alone for the first time and stayed there for quite a while. My faith, undeniable deep within me and always ready to face anything I would experience. Yes. And I was kept fine from the first to the last day. So I lost my fear for this trip and for life. And I still remember that any time I bow to pray, silently. Be sure that you've always blessed with love from above, no matter what you do or where you're right now. As a gentle hand to help you whenever you're in need or any trouble you might face. And no matter if you're writing a poem, a book, or a song, don't forget this blessing and try to pass it along in your words, for it's a gift for any of us, and it wants to be shared by everyone who found out about it. It's your chance to make someone and yourself happy. Isn't that something? Smile and be sure that it will always be available at your hand. Nothing more precious than this.
I have been blessed with love, and it is plain to see that it reaches back, goes right back to thee. And I was a wanderer, afraid of stormy night and day, but there you came and shone your light, everything to bright.
And now we've come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for sharing. The song I chose for the day is called I Have Been Blessed With Love, and it was published in September this year on the album Going Back. And let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. And if you did, to spread a word about this podcast, and please leave a rating or review because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much.
Sun shining through, it's all you need to do when painting on glass. Lay down what you hope to find, all the things you left behind, that's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.